Episode number 448. I just want to say thank you so much for rocking with your boy. And most importantly, I don't know if you guys know, but I do have four businesses that help me do what I do each day. The first one is our foundational business. That is Real-Time Outsource. That is realtimeoutsource.com. We can help you boost your digital presence in 7 days a week, folks. We're working with our clients for them on their behalf. So take advantage of our team and let your social media thrive in 2024. And that leads into my second business, which is realtimereputation.us. This is a business that I was sitting down with a customer. We were talking about their software that we could use to possibly power his reviews. And so we did eventually white labeled and now have our own software to help you power your business and get more customer feedback and online reviews 24 hours a day. Easy with an email list or a phone list. Realtimereputation.us. Take advantage of it, folks. And my next businesses are my passion projects. They are my loves. And I want to see them thrive and grow this year. I love podcasts. That's iluvpodcast.com. This is our podcast agency where we can help you get your voice in front of the right people. We're using audience strategies, booking services, our podcast marketing services, and our podcast review strategies. We can not only help you get your podcast to that next level, but also help you get booked on 3, 5, 8 shows every single month and make it easy for you to focus on what you do and help us take our network and extend out your voice to them. And my last one, which is my favorite and my baby, and that is dreamsportscars.com. Dreamsportscars.com. What do you dream about? And we have searched the most craziest cars across the globe, from baseball, basketball, Pokemon, wrestling, UFC, and the list goes on. We're also on Whatnot Daily. That is dreamsportscars.com. We have on eBay and Whatnot Daily with 3 shows a day. And most importantly, I hope you guys are having a great day. And thank you.
I want to know who you are. I want to know about what do you do in your day in and day out? What is your frontline employee handling? What service or product are you offering to your customers? Because until I can answer all of those things, how am I supposed to know what technology is going to best help you? I have to know who you are.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the B-Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, I hope you guys are fired up and living that fuego lifestyle. And days, nights, weekends, whenever you are listening to the show, we know everyone listens to podcasts at different times. One of my favorite part about podcasts is you can listen at different times. But now I think you're going to want to think about, we are in 2024. We talk about AI, we talk about IT, we talk about tech, and every single business depends on something now more than ever. That is tech to run their business. That is, you can be, we just talked to an entrepreneur last week. He goes from country to country every 1 to 3 months, and he's running his businesses and he's training people and he's doing his thing. That's all from technology. I mean, you can't do that from the blessings of the fact that you're able to scale yourself in our sports car company. Same thing. We're able to do live shows and basically bring people to us and then obviously ship their packages out, which is what people want. But the whole point is it's all technology. 10, 20 years ago, live selling wasn't a thing. People didn't have the smartphones and we didn't have everything connected. But now more and more, obviously, bottom line is businesses, this is a foundational aspect of the business. And from whether you're a super huge, big business with a lot of data and things that you need to keep private or et cetera, all the way down to a small business, there's constantly evolving and changing. Probably like MySpace, the marketing space and social media space is always evolving, always something new. Whether that was ChatGPT last year that can write your post for you or, you know, create content. But the bottom line is it's always changing and always evolving. Shane Missler is on the show. Mr. Shane, how are you doing today? And are you ready to be real?
I am very ready to be real, Travis. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, dude, no problem at all, brother. You are the vice president, COO of the incredible group, the SD Tech Company. This is a team of technicians, folks, to support you in your complete business IT services, whether that's remote, in person. We all know, like I said, it's based on the size and based on the scope of the need. But your business and the whole idea of your business 30 years ago probably wasn't even as thought of as it is now. I mean, where it's like you need these, you know, kind of partners in your business. You know, 30 years ago, it was run differently. You know, the whole thing was run differently, but they weren't scaling the same way. They weren't bringing in the opportunities. Before we get into the business, before we get into IT and tech and what's going on today in the world of IT, were you always interested in tech? Were you always interested in computers?
That's an excellent question. I have always been, I can't say I've always been interested in computers. I am old, but just young enough to where home computers weren't quite a thing in, you know, my early years. Right. But yeah, man, I've always been into tech. I've always been into video games. That got me into computers. Mm. I just wasn't always into it from a profession.
Right.
You know, when I was 8, I wanted to drive. When I was 13, I wanted to have an awesome rock and roll band and, you know, and shake things up. And then I wanted to be an artist. And then what I found, though, was that whether it's monster trucks or music or even modern art, technology is there. It's always there. It's always supported. And then I was like, you know what? This has been the underlying I love. Let's focus on that. Let's make money at that. You know, let's bring my passion and my drive for money together. And now it's been fantastic.
That's amazing. And so what was the first start to the SD tech company? Maybe you could take us and tell us the story, or just take it, tell us your story. What was your first gig into tech? Was it first with SD, or how did that all start?
So I'll tell you, so SD Tech started, this isn't my story, but I know our story very, very well.
Right.
My good friend and our CEO founder, when he was in high school, he has always been like extra passionate about tech, and he has a brain that's in 96, 97. He was helping his teachers fix their computer issues.
Oh, wow.
His father's an architect, and right. So he had insight into the industry way before a lot of people did. And then he did 2 or 3 years in corporate lifestyle and decided there was too much red tape. He wanted to get out there and bring technology. Yeah, so he founded SD Tech in 2000. For me, my story's a little bit different.
Right.
I grew up in a really large household. We were underprivileged, to say the least. My mom was a single mom of 8 kids, 12-year span between us. So when I was 15, there were 10 to 11 people in our house, Travis. It was a big house at times, but we learned how to make things work. So my first job as a teenager, I started off washing dishes and started in a restaurant, and I stayed there for 5 years, and I worked my way up through the ranks. And when I left, I was running every aspect of the business, but I needed more money. So I went to oil and gas and became a roughneck, did that for, broke my back day in and day out.
Right. It's a very, very hard job. Very hard physical job, folks. This is not
very physical job.
Yeah. This is not a sit back on the computer and push a couple clicks. This is a, you're in the grind, boys.
Yep. Yeah. So we were covered in nasty chemical based mud the majority of the day, swinging 18 to 20, getting in 130 degree heat.
Wow.
or working in, you know, the, I don't know what it's like for you right now, but it's really nasty outside. And
right. Cold, super cold bitter cold.
Didn't matter.
Wow.
So, but the money was good.
Right.
But I eventually, I left, I stayed there for 5 years. My story's always been 5 years. SD Tech is going to be the first. I'm in my 5th year right now. So like I'm watching it, I'm paying attention, but I did oil and gas for 5 years. And then I took a year off and I spent some time on me, and I was like, dude, you know, I've done some great things working in the restaurant industry. I made some good money working in oil and gas, but I did not enjoy my life.
Right.
I didn't enjoy what I did. And so I was like, what do I want to do? And I spent some time reconnecting with my hobby. And I was like, you know, I want to get into technology. So I found a company that, and I started off as an entry level help desk technician for doing third party support for AT&T. And they almost turned me down. It was a job making $9 an hour. And they were like, you have a red flag. And I was like, oh man, what's my red flag? I don't understand. They said, well, you're coming from a six-figure job and you want to make $9 an hour, you're a flight risk. And I was like, no, I'm not a flight risk. I assure you, I have a plan. I know I don't want to stay entry level for long, but I need an opportunity to build a new career in a totally different vertical than I've ever been in. So they gave me that. And 5 years later, of like a 1,700 person call center. And it was fantastic. And I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
And then I rotated one more time. I went into retail, but doing some technology support and learning more just about good business practices.
People fixing devices on retail and things like that?
No, not quite. So I worked for Kohl's corporate offices.
Oh, okay.
And so I did a lot of support for a very large 1,500 person office. Gotcha. And then I also learned more about risk management, risk operations, mm-hmm. fraud, collections, HR. So I just rounding out who I was as a person, as a professional.
Right.
And then I met Wes. And looking for a change in career at that point. And he wasn't looking for a COO. He was running a five-man operation. And he had lost a help desk technician. And one of his frontline technicians was one of my close friends.
Mm.
And we just happened to meet up one day. And I was wearing the Archer. Are you familiar with Archer? The animated?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. So I was wearing an Archer shirt, and it turns out Archer is one of his favorite shows.
There you go.
Parks and Rec. And so we're just connecting. And then I asked him about, you know, what he does. And he asked me about what I do. And then the two of us are like, well, you know, that's some really amazing stuff. And he's like, do you think you'd want to come work for me? And I was like, I don't have any. And he was like, I don't either, but I would like it if you joined my team. And so, yeah. So for the first 3 months, I just got to know him and his business. I had never heard of an MSP, and it was amazing. And now we've become really, really close, just the best of friends. And over the last 4.5 years, we've grown from 5 employees to franchised our operations.
Wow.
We've quadrupled our revenue. Like, it's just been an amazing time. And a big piece of that is just from finding somebody that, you know, that we just clicked with, and we had similar vision and wanted to do a lot of the same things. And a lot of that is just about being real and offering a service to, you were mentioning how everybody needs technology, and it's true, but not or what's best for them or where to start.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah. People probably get a lot of overwhelmed, a lot of overselling. Maybe, you know, that happens. People try to go in too big and they, you know what I mean? They go, hey, you need a $500,000. Hey, I don't need anything at this point, you know. Start small with something.
Taco.
Yeah. Right. I need lunch today, and I need to get out of my office. Actually, is what I need, you know. But yeah, finding ways to maybe like just meet that person at their need level. I obviously, sales and conversations and everything is just really a conversation of, hey, you need something, we have a fit. You know, making it so that our vibe is right. If it's not the right fit, moving on as fast as possible.
Yep.
And leaving a good, you know, impression that, hey, you can always come back and reach out if you have any questions or whatever. We're here to help. We're an industry leader. We're a partner. We're not going anywhere, but you know, we understand your time's value. Ours is too. Let's move. You know what I mean? And basically it helps everybody, you know, in not following up a million times and not, if it's not there, you got to just move. And there's always going to be that next opportunity. And obviously we know too, now with technology, you have follow-up systems and you do have AI, you know, things that can follow up with these people, and it's not necessarily you, but it also can help nurture the relationship by just maybe following up with them. But a lot of it is human one-on-one. In my opinion, we will talk about it time and time again, whether that's on LinkedIn DMs, whether that's on an email. And we just had a guest talking last week, which I really agree. Physical voicemails on people's you know, systems, because a lot of business owners actually listen to those, not the ones that are like, you know, copied and pasted. And basically, you know, we know, you know, the phone ring one time and then all of a sudden you got a voicemail, robo messenger, but really physical, authentic messages out to people daily, because it's in their eardrums. And a lot of times business owners actually do listen to their voicemails. And an area obviously that's become tons of you know, cluttered is our email. Now that we have AI, there's tons more email now. Obviously with LinkedIn, you've probably got it a million times too. The same kind of chat, you know, your name's changed, everything else is the same. They didn't say, hey, how's the barbecue in San Antonio? What are you getting for lunch today? What's the taco spot in San Antonio for the, or what's the best taco truck? That is going to maybe get a response from my dude, Shane.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, you ask me about the best tacos or the best margaritas, and I'm listening.
Right.
You tell me about a meeting you have, and I...
Yeah, how I can make you more return on investment from this click funnel or from some sort of scaling system that you do, but then you basically just copied and pasted that using the software and basically DM'd or inbox messaged all your contacts, whether that's at once or dripped or whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's annoying and no one responds to you. And obviously you will get some responses, but the negative consequences outweighing the positive. So like this gentleman was talking about, what he does is just focus on the partners that can bring up the most opportunities. So he doesn't focus on the end customer. He focuses on the people that are basically in a reason for them to basically sell his service into their customers. And as many of those people as he can leave voicemails with and phone calls a day. And then also authentic, like, hey, where's the margarita spot? Where's the taco truck? You know, simple stuff like that, food stuff. Where's a good bar in Pittsburgh? Or, you know, those are the things you're actually going to get in interaction instead of the first thing you say to somebody is that you can solve the world's problems. And, you know, you basically have the magic wand in your back pocket, right? You know, like, it's only Travis, you know,
as a tech company, there's a lot of stuff that people expect from us, mainly that we are awkward, that we like to sit behind our computers, and that we like to send out drip campaigns.
Right.
And when somebody is like, hey, Shane, what do you think is the best technology? What's the best thing I can bring to my clients? My answer is, I have no idea. Not know you. I want to know who you are. I want to know about what do you do in your day in and day out? What is your frontline employee handling? What service or product are you offering to your customers? Because until I can answer all of those things, how am I supposed to know what technology is going to best help you? Right. I have to know who you are. Right. And to your point, like we have to spend time getting, and not, it can't just be generic all the time.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that is, let's be real, the efficiency, amazing. The effectiveness, I don't know. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Like, so yes, it's very efficient. You sent out the 100 million blast campaigns this week. How actually effective was it? I don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing we're all trying to figure out, from whether it's text messaging campaigns or anything using software, which is, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing in getting reviews and getting positive reviews from customers on a database and certain things. Just there, it's absolutely amazing for those reminders and those things like that, where it would be crazy for people to just be following up manually with some of these things to get like kind of their overall experience of the sentiment of their last visit at the location. But it would be better if a human was doing it. Like, let's just be real. It would be better if it was someone personally saying, hey, we really appreciate that conversation we had today, and we hope you had a great visit. Here's the link to our, you know, review. It would be a little bit better than a somewhat generic customized message that goes out, but it's still great. But in those situations, it's good because it just captures those reviews that people don't do. You know what I mean? So software like and things like that in the businesses are foundational, because otherwise the business is just missing all these, like, you know, low-hanging fruit that's just leaving and coming and going, and then find out someone's slipping up too. Find out that Jimmy behind the desk is not treating your customer right or something like that. And you'll easily find that out too in your sentiment review of customers, which can help you as a business as well, because it's not only getting positive reviews, but sometimes you just need to know where the flaws are, because you can have a million customers in the door, but if, you know, they're all being treated bad, they're going to have a lot of them not coming back. In any line of business, right? I mean, when you're treated not well by the business, whether it's a grocery store or wherever you're at, you're like, do I need to go to sit in Chick-fil-A for an hour to get treated like a jerk? Or, you know, but most of the time at Chick-fil-A, they're treated nice. Hey, have a great day today. You spent an hour waiting in line. Have a wonderful day. You know, same with In-N-Out or some of these places where they have huge lines. And then you go to a place like McDonald's, I don't know. They're a little grumpier at that sometimes.
Yep.
Much more franchise, much more great business, but a little more grumpy as the inline employees than you when you spend it at like an In-N-Out or places where you actually have to wait longer. So you think it'd be opposite, but that's how you're treated, which, you know what I mean? Both are busy, but the whole point is, like you said, at the end of the day, and I feel this way too, you just can't get away from just the authenticity. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't. Always, it's all about the experience.
Yes. that always wins in life. That always wins in life. So talk to me about what do you, who like business lies in 2024, who do you feel like you guys resonate with most? Like what categories of business? Because there's many categories of business, but it's hard to say who do you feel like is the best resonation as far as like you love to work with, I guess I should say.
That so I met what vertical, what area of expertise. I resonate best with people who still operate the same way you're talking about. So I'm not going to say anybody by name because I'm about to list off my three favorite clients and I don't want to offend anybody that's not on that list. But three of my favorite clients, one is in it's a real estate brokerage and they're real estate brokerage and we support, a ton of their offices, probably about 3,500 people. But we click with them. Like we enjoy them. They enjoy us. And we have just a fantastic partnership.
Right.
My number two is a veterinarian's office.
Wow.
I love the work that they do. So we're passionate about, have a lot. Most people, it's a small zoo. I've got two sugar gliders, two dogs, four cats. Yeah. So I love the work that they do. And I love the people that they are. And then my third favorite client is a decent sized surgeon's office. And they have like five or six doctors, 40-ish employees. I like working with them for totally different reasons. But yeah, so it's all over the place. We support anybody and everybody as long as they understand that they need that technology. And then, you know, it's just the open door. And I've worked with companies who thought they were like, we don't do technology. I worked with this really cool pin, like they do, I don't know if you're familiar with like painting with a twist, where you go in, you have some drinks and somebody teaches you how to paint something.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, same concept, but with Pinterest, right? So it's more about hobbies, arts, and crafts. And they're like, we don't have need for technology. And I was like, oh, how do you plan on people paying?
Right.
Do you have a cash register? Like, and are you using?
Yeah. Like, how are you getting your money? Is it all just, I need your cash only?
We're going to, you know, we're going to do something. And I was like, well, the majority of POS systems are going to be tied into internet. You're going to need iPads. How are you going to sign people up? How are you managing your email? And they're like, oh man, I haven't thought about any of this. And I was like, I understand that the service you're offering your client is about getting rid of technology and getting back to doing like some really cool hobbies.
Right.
But technology, you're still going to need office. You're still going to need one to two computers. You're still going to need a phone service, all of these things. And so they looked at me and they're like, dude, we're supposed to be opening up our doors. And I think at that point it was like 45 days. And they're like, we're not ready.
Right.
And I was like, well, we can help you be ready. And that was a great, great beginning to a partnership. And so it varies.
Right. Which is good in your business too, because you guys aren't stuck to any one business. You know what I mean? Let's just be real. In the 2020, there's a lot of categories of business got shut down and it was rough for anyone tied to those businesses.
It really was.
And the whole point now is that, yeah, I mean, to be flexible and to be the ability to scale up or scale down based on the needs of that customer is amazing. And more businesses are in line and using consulting, contracting companies, experts and professionals to come in and support rather than hiring these people full time in-house, spending, you know, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 and not maybe even getting what they deserve or the quality of support that could be offered to a business where they have a whole team and they got, you know, you got just, it's a whole nother level of actually execution than you put just even on one person's shoulders. You know, sometimes it's just too much even sometimes to put on one person's shoulders. So that's why you want to hire businesses like,
that's why you want to.
Yeah. It's not going to slow you down. And at the end of the day, you're not going to, from the start, especially if you can, from the start, have a professional on board. But especially if you're in any point in phase where that's becoming an issue or a problem, you need to address it because it's not getting more customers. It's not trying to go get the business, get more customers. No, you need to find a better way of getting these customers through your door with more technology to get talk to them more. And then that way you won't need as many people to,
right.
And it's not that you don't want to have people, but it's just, it helps the business scale faster. So you won't need to have 20 new people.
It's very true.
Right. So you can just do it with two people more now all of a sudden, and those people can even be happier and healthier, but it helps the whole thing go faster. And if you don't, then you do need the 20 people and you're like, whoa, and then people are leaving all the time. And now you have problems with the turnover when you had the technology the whole time. You just had it sitting there.
You know, Travis,
or a company like yourself, like I said, just sitting there, just ready to work for you, you know?
Yeah. So the one of the number one questions I get asked is like, where do people that don't have a company like us end up going wrong? Do they not have the right cybersecurity in place? Do they not have the right backups? Are they not prepared? You actually brought up earlier where the number one pitfall for small businesses go wrong by not having a consultant.
Mm.
Like when you don't know exactly what it is you need, you end up going to Best Buy or Costco or somewhere.
Right.
And then you have a salesperson on their floor who's attempting to, you know, to sell, and they're trying to have their own revenue.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to sell you a top of the line computer for when you needed something a little bit more basic. And then you may end up buying their top of the line or, you know, a router, but it may not be what was best for your business. And then you overspend in some areas and it robs you of that budget for other areas. And then you end up lost and in the weeds. And
they're not going to help you either. They're not going to come help you either. Yeah.
They're not
getting getting that salesperson to come help you do all that. They're going to have to hire the mm-hmm. team squad, and then they're busy. And then they got, so yeah, I mean, there's so many reasons that I think businesses just get so started and they don't realize all the steps that it takes. But like you said, in any business, you got to have computers and you got to have phone systems and you got to have, and if not that, you got to have at least a smartphone or an iPad or something. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be something base start there to pretty much any business. If you want to get money, if you want to get things like that, you got to get a card reader, you got to get a credit processing service if you're going to do a lot of transactions, because they might help you save a little money more than just some of the credit card providers that, you know, that you can use like PayPal and some of these other ones. If you go with the actual, a credit card service, they could save you money on that fee transaction. If you're doing, a lot of fees,
right.
Some businesses they're paying a lot of money in fees, to process their money, you know, and, I know that's like I said, that's a whole revolution in technology that maybe with crypto and stuff like that, there'll even be easier ways for them to get their revenue with less fees. And even businesses like yourself, too, to get paid if you do like our business, we charge customers and pay quite a bit of merchant fees for that money, you know, for the money. Instead, if they were just sending it straight to us, we would be receiving a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just in the fees alone, you know, to just on that money. And we eat it out of the business. You eat the fees, but we would all like to not have to pay the extra 2-3%, especially if you're, you know, some of these businesses are processing a lot of money on a weekly, monthly basis. So, and people like to use it because obviously the rewards of the credit card. So that's why it's kind of all tied together, my dude. But we're going to run you now into our B-Real Show Top 10. Are you ready, my brother?
I am.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Oh, Android. All day, every day.
Android. I know all the tech guys love the Android. Netflix or YouTube?
Ooh. YouTube.
YouTube.
I love music, and YouTube has everything.
Oh, YouTube's the best. I love the remixes and things on music. That's my favorite place for music. And like when you're listening, you can listen to some interviews. It just has the ability to, like, if you're building something, you can just type in what you're building and you have someone shows you exactly how to build this thing or set it up. And the versatility of YouTube is incredible. Instagram or Facebook?
Ooh, Instagram.
Instagram, chicken or steak?
Steak.
Ooh, steak is good. Do you have a favorite kind of steak?
No, I worked in a steakhouse for 5 years. Every kind of steak.
Tried it all. They're all good. As long as they're cooked well, right? They're all good.
Yep.
How do you like your steak then? I should ask.
Oh, medium rare.
Medium rare. That's my way to go too. I don't like it too rare, but medium rare is the way for me too. And if it gets too cooked, it's like, why are we eating this? Mm. Laptop or a smartphone?
Yep. What was that again?
I'm sorry, sir. The connection on here is a little slow today, Zoom. Let's go, Zoom. Laptop or a smartphone?
Oh, I want to say smartphone because I use it all day long and every day, but all of my real gaming is done on a laptop, and that's how I decompress. So it's going to be a laptop.
We got to go with the laptop to decompress. You work too hard, my dude. Spotify or Pandora?
I don't know.
It depends on the vibe, I guess.
It does depend on the vibe. What are you?
Spotify, I like Spotify just because you can do so many different things with like the catalogs and the playlists, and it kind of knows me. So I tend to use the Spotify playlist. I'm also an investor too, so I got to support the guys. Let's go.
You have to.
Got to support the fam. Let's go, Daniel Ek.
They do a good job of introducing me to new stuff.
Right. New music.
They do.
The new music release, yep. Fridays, is one of my favorite ones. You just hear a lot of eclectic music you would never have heard in your whole life because it's different genres and stuff. But it is very interesting and popular music. I mean, it's the best of those genres. And it's cultivated weekly, you know what I mean? So you got the popular stuff that you're going to hear on the radio for the next 20 years or whatever. And then you got some stuff you'll probably never hear again. But it was very cool that you heard it that one time or two time or three times. Movies are video games.
Oh, that's an impossible. Movies. I love movies. But
movies are the moon.
Video games is how I but it's video games. That's how I decompress.
Let's go. Yeah. That's how you decompress. That's where that's where you started too. That's the OG. Reading books or listening to books?
Oh, reading books. I like books. Audible, but yeah, if I'm listening to something, that's my music time. I want to be listening to music.
Right.
So I'm old school in that way.
And it's cool. Yeah. The thing about I like about books is you can actually read it. You can kind of like, I don't know. There's something about just sitting there and physically seeing it all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everyone's a different learner, but yeah, something about that too. That, and you could write some notes or whatever, take it out and give it to a friend. Hey, I think you should read this page. Yep. Stocks are real estate.
Crypto?
Crypto, let's go!
Closer to stocks, I guess.
Well, they got the ETF now, baby. They got the BTC ETF, man. So we're ready to go, baby. The pump is on this year.
I hope so.
Oh, it's been a wild ride. I got in 2015, and it's been an up and down, all around vibe. But as long as you had held the whole time, you have been great. You know what I mean? And
that's true.
That's the whole point of the whole thing. As long as you've held, and then some of them you had to get in and out, like the Dogecoin pumps and some of these big pumps. Mm. You had to have got out to really see it, but there's still could be some more there. I guess that makes any sense. So you kind of still leave a couple chips on the table, but you might never see that, you know, where it went to, like, I think it was like 75 cents or something crazy when Elon Musk
got up there,
when he was going on Saturday Night Live or whatever. It was like, holy moly, guacamole, oceans or lakes. If you're thinking about a vacation.
Oceans. I love the vastness of an ocean. And it has, there's so many really cool animals out in the ocean, and it's a little scarier.
Right. My brother's. UAP stuff is interesting, man. My brother's a pilot. He just showed me some stuff yesterday. I'm like, I'm just going to say that. Holy shish kebabs. He flies for American. It is wild out there, baby. Let's go. Do you have a routine on how you start your day?
No, not really. My day, it varies. My routine is usually staying in bed too late and rushing to get up. That's the closest thing to routine I have.
Let's go. Hey, you're relaxing into the moment. We have to put in the grind, which is a routine, which gives you your lifeblood to get going.
It does.
Do you, if you could sit down and chop it up to a steak dinner, who would you want to sit down with?
Oh, who would I want to sit down with? Right now, I think that I would like to see different people. One is this younger guy named Will Ramos,
Ooh.
Who is the front man for this insane deathcore band.
Nice.
It's interesting. The kid is really young, very bright, really enthusiastic about life and things around him.
Right.
Not about music. I want to get to know who he is as a person. And then the other person would be Kevin Feige. I would like to talk to him about what it's like running Marvel right now. And I mean right now, not 2 years ago, but right now when everybody, it's kind of like the Spurs. Right. Everybody's like, Kevin Feige's got to get out. And they're like, right. Greg Popovich is like, you know, when you go from being one of the most beloved people in that industry to being one of the most hated, and everybody's putting all of these things on you. So I would like to sit down and discuss that with them.
Right. How do you handle that? How do you handle that pressure on a daily basis, baby? Especially on that level. You know what I mean? Disney and all these different companies, and I can only imagine the craziness of it all. But dude, I appreciate your vibe. Look at this, we got a page load full of notes on you, my dude. Folks, if you are struggling not only in technology, if you are needing this in your business, please reach out to SD Tech. We're going to give you guys a link here in the show notes. Where is the best place to send them? In the show notes, my dude. Where is the best place?
So the best place to send them, and you can find me on Shane Mishler on LinkedIn. Don't send me that note saying, oh, I'm a robot. But let me know who you are, and I'd be happy to reach back out to you. Or if you want some more general information, maybe you're not ready to actually chop it up yet, you can find us at sd-tech.net. Those are the two best places.
So Shane Mishler on LinkedIn, we'll put that in there, and also SD Tech. And hit him up about the margaritas and tacos, folks. But I appreciate you, dude. I love your vibe for life. I know that you say every 5 years, so you say you're going to be watching. We don't know the next thing, but I think you're in a good spot right now. So you never know, but I think you're in a great spot. And either way, I appreciate that I got a shot to meet you. I thank you so much. Folks, you've been hanging out with my guy, Shane Mishler, and Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, thank you so much for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The B-Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T-Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today.